counted out.
Very good, I think, that. The Tarzan 5, and that's a forthcoming single from O21 Records of Birmingham. And I like it so well, I shall play you the B-side later on in the programme. Be assured that you'll hear that again, too. Now, if you buy the cassette copy of the Halted Images single Dead Pop Stars, you'll find an extra track on it. And this is for Marta, Peter, Alyssa and Lucinda from York. It's called Leave Me Alone. This is yours only if you buy the cassette copy of Dead Pop Stars by Altered Images. That's the end of it, and that's called Leave Me Alone. Rather good, too. It's a pity you can't get it on a record. I'm entirely happy with cassettes. I mean, I know they're the coming thing and all that kind of thing. I find them some unsatisfactory somehow. I mean, as little objects, but there you are. That's consumerism, and who cares about that? I suppose if you want to be really deeply and desperately unhip, then it probably is an advantage to be a member of the Jags, and yet nevertheless, any band that calls their new LP No Tie Like a Present Has got to have something going for them, I think. And from the LP, this is I Never Was a Beach Boy. Soldier on Jags, that's from a new LP on Island Records called No Tie Like a Present. And that was I Never Was a Beach Boy. And I was rather discomfited to find the other day that the people at City Fun have been conducting a Bring Back Annette Funicello campaign for quite some time. They, in fact, wrote to me and pointed this out in a rather aggrieved fashion. And this is Annette, this next record. It's called Monkey's Uncle. And according, again, to these same folk at City Fun, the Beach Boys, I mean, hence the previous record, the Beach Boys are actually featured on this one. Whether or not it is true doesn't really matter a great deal. It's from an LP called Annette Sings Golden Surfing Hits.
Couple of missing links.
She loves the monkey's uncle.
Monkey's uncle is Ape for me. I mean, could you have written a line like that? That's Annette from the LP. Annette sings Golden Surfing Hits with allegedly the Beach Boys. And as the boys in the back room pointed out, if it wasn't the Beach Boys, the chances are that it was Mike Reed. First from B-Movie, Polar Opposites. Now, that is absolutely top hole in my estimation. It's produced by Dale Griffin, and that's B-movie. It's called Polar Opposites. Now, track from the LP, and don't the kids just love it? Television personalities. Pauline Lewis, and that's by Television Personalities from an LP on Rough Trade. A postcard from Southend from Keith and Richard Baxter saying, "Dear John, with regard to all of this rockism nonsense, our group, the Folk Pistols, have been playing jigs for a while now and feel that the term is particularly focused and should therefore be avoided. We consider bookings to be an acceptable alternative, and we hope to send a cassette of our non-focused folk music sometime in the future. I look forward to it, Mrs. Baxter." A record for you, in fact, Rankin Toyn and Sammy Dredd.
Trouble me, I'm a woman loving us.
I don't doubt it for a minute. Rankin Toyin and Sammy Dredd, and that's called Natty Step It in Tracks and Socks. A fine title and a fine record, in my view. Hold on, I'm just trying to find out what label it's on. Roots Tradition label it is. On tomorrow night's programme, because we've once again been overtaken by the vast number of records that have been coming out and coming into the office from all over the world. This is true, actually, when they do come from all over the world. We're going to have an all-singles programme to try and clear some of the backlog. I mean, well, be quite jolly. I mean, don't let that put you off in any way. Another pretty face, Soul to Soul.
Oh,
Soul to Soul, the title of it. That's another pretty face, a single on their own Chicken Jazz label. And Chicken Jazz seems like, well, a fairly flimsy reason for playing Crow Black Chicken from Boomer's Story, an LP by Ry Cooda. Black Chicken, that's Ry Cooda from an LP that was originally issued way back then in 1972, the LP's Boomer's Story. Here's the kind of thing that I like to read. It comes from the Committee for Fun and Stirling District Council Leisure and Recreation Department, saying a group of young people known provisionally as the Committee for Fun, with the full backing of Stirling District Council's Leisure and Recreation Department, are promoting a series of concerts to be known as The Menu at the Mayfield Leisure Centre at the St Ninians area of Stirling. The first concert will feature Orange Juice, supported by a local band, The Hollow Men, and that's going to be on Friday the 10th of April, starting at 8 p.m. The next concert will probably be on the 1st of May with the Fire Engines. There'll be a late bar, food and a disco. Well, good luck to you, the Committee for Fun. This is from Positive Noise, Treachery.
Thank you.
Positive Noise, and that's called Treacheries. Who's this session produced by? Hold on a second. They haven't been able to get any information, incidentally, from Positive Noise about their current activities. Session produced by Phil Stannard, and anything else I can tell you? No, nothing at all. Well, that's going to be on the forthcoming LP, Heart of Darkness, incidentally. Now, this next is for Fiery Jack and Jackie, who wrote to me from Thurso, at least Fiery Jack did, and also another Fiery Jack, who wrote from the South Coast, saying, amongst other things, and his most generous observations were that I was senile and sex-starved. There's no real answer to that, I think. The cravat, and you're driving me. Fades in, this one, by the way, in case you haven't spotted it. Thought I'd mention it.
Yeah.
senile and sex-starved indeed. The cravat's on Small Wonder Records, and that's called You're Driving Me. And it's not every night that I get the opportunity on these programmes to introduce you to the latest American dance craze, but I think on this particular occasion I have something in the nature of a scoop for you. This is Wild Man Fisher.
Be a galvo, I do the salvo, doom, ta-da-doo-doom, doom. It's a new dance, it's a new dance, it's a new dance, it's a brand new dance. I'll be a galvo, I do the salvo, doom, ta-da-doo-doom, doom. Be a galvo, I do the salvo, the latest, the greatest dance.
I think I may find being a galvo rather harder than doing the salvo. That's Wild Man Fisher from a forthcoming record on Rhino Records. And I don't even know that's the actual title of the thing, because all I have is an American white label. Very exclusive, very rare, of course. A couple of letters here. One from Wallasey on Merseyside saying, please mention that Subtle Hints are playing at the Zoo underneath the Grand Hotel New Brighton on the 9th of April. And please play something for the band. And then another from Eddie, who writes from Chilton Come Hardy, saying, I'm writing to tell you that Biting Tongues are playing at the Cypress Tavern again on the 9th of April in Manchester, and that they have an album out on the Situation 2 label called Don't Heal. This I know. Wild Man Fisher again. Not until tomorrow night, anyway. B-movie, All Fall Down. We'll be right back. the movie, and that's called All Fall Down. And incidentally, my thanks to all of the people who've written in, and a great number of people have actually, which is very gratifying, about the programmes which came from Edinburgh in the Radio 1 Fun Week in Scotland, particular reference to these programmes. And the majority of people do seem to have quite enjoyed them. I mean, they were different. If you didn't hear them, they were slightly different to the ordinary things, in that people did pop in from time to time and just sit and talk. I mean, there were no kind of formal interviews, because I'm not terribly clever at that kind of, once I get beyond the when does the American tour start and when is your new album coming out and what's it called, I'm in deep water. But I quite enjoyed doing them, I must say, and the majority of people who've written in seem to have enjoyed hearing them as well. So, what can I say now? Young Marble Giants, and this is from the Test Card EP, six instrumentals in praise and celebration of mid-morning television, made and played by Stuart Moxham and Philip Moxham. But all of the titles on it don't seem to coincide very much with the timings and things on the sleeve and on the label and so forth, but I'm pretty sure that this is Click Talk. If it's not, it's still from Test Cards. I do like to hear some serious humming from time to time. The Young Marble Giants from the six-track EP Test Card, and that was probably Click Talk. Now the Comsat Angels, Eye of the Lens. Comsat Angels, and that's the Eye of the Lens, the single, one of the tracks, of course, on the 12-inch EP. I hinted on last night's programme that over the weekend I had to, well, I did this most peculiar gig, and what it was, it happens a lot, you know, you get people phoning up on behalf of causes which you actually, you know, feel some sympathy with, always about 6 months ahead of the event, and say, look, will you please do a gig for us in such and such a place and such a time. And on this particular occasion, because it was in Eye, which is in Suffolk, Norfolk, I mean, you know, somewhere near the border there, not quite sure which one it's in, actually, but they phoned up and said, would I do it? And I said, well, really, I don't think I've got the right bloke for the job. You know, I think you need somebody more like sort of Peter Powell, you know, that people are going to find attractive in some respect or other and are going to turn up in vast quantities for if it's money that you're after, that kind of thing. But they said, no, no, they always say, no, no, it's people we've asked around and everybody wants you to come, which means they've asked like a couple of people. They say, oh, yes, I've heard of him. Yes, I suppose he'll do, that kind of stuff. So anyway, I went along to it, and I went along with John Gorman. What am I going to do? Saturday mornings, are they awful now? They're awful. And with Neil Innes also, because they both live near me. So we went along, and it was organised by people who organise these events. But what had happened was that they'd arranged for us to have drinks beforehand at the house, and a bunch of their friends came along. I think some of them, anyway, came along with the intention of patronising us, you see. One chap actually burst into the room and said, OK, well, I don't know who any of you people are. Now, which one of you is the famous John Peel? And happily, we all had the presence of mind to say that we all were, which rather confused them. But anyway, the gig, subsequently, was not a great success, it must be said. And, in fact, it was a failure to the extent where nobody seemed to notice that I'd come on and started playing records, or even more so, noticed when I actually left at the end of the event. Not even the people who were organising it noticed when I left. I tiptoed off into the night, quite glad to be away. And also rather the worst for wear, I'm afraid, because I had drunk rather a lot in the course of the evening. And then went on to watch the Eurovision Song Contest, which had been video recorded for me, and a very wonderful experience that was, too. Why do I mention all of these things? I'm not entirely sure, but there were a couple of people from the north at this gig in Eye, and their feelings about it were roughly the same as mine. They didn't give me their names, but if they're listening, here's a record for them. Ernest Wilson and the Tamlins, who are you going to run to?
Thank you.
Willfully off-centre, but still a fine record. Ernest Wilson, I say Ernest Wilson and the Tamlins, but it doesn't say Ernest on the label. It says Ernice Wilson and the Tamlins. But I'll settle for Ernest, I think. Positive Noise, Charm. Occasion. That's Positive Noise, and it's called Charm. Did I say already that we hadn't got any gigs for Positive Noise? I think I already did say that. Curiously enough, actually, I had to watch the Eurovision. I'm not going to go on about it at great length, don't have no fear, but I had to watch the Eurovision Song Contest again earlier this evening, because as I hinted earlier on, I passed out, actually, to be honest, about halfway through the first time I saw it, which is probably the sensible thing to do. But I did watch it again this evening, because in order to produce a brief report on it for Walter's programme on Saturday afternoon on Radio 1. And while I was doing that, somebody brought me in some LPs. I went over to a record company around the corner to watch it in their offices. And I was brought an LP called The Changing Face of Harlem, The Savoy Sessions, Volume 1. And there's, obviously it's not contemporary music, so if you're looking for something new, young and despairing, the next 2.5 minutes are not for you. But this is from 19... Hold on, so let me find the right track. I should have worked all of this out in advance. I will concede that. This is, what is it? It's from July the 11th, 1944, the Pete Brown Quintet, and it's called Ooey. And I must admit, this is terrific. I mean, if you're interested in almost anything, it's terrific. Thank you. Well, chances are that if you didn't like that, here a map of the inland waterways of Belgium. That's the Pete Brown Quintet from 1944, and it's called Ooey. Curiously enough, I just noticed actually Al Casey on guitar is going to be doing one or two gigs in this country, maybe already be doing some. I know he's doing one in Southend shortly, that much I do know. Public Image Limited from the new LP. This is called Four Enclosed Walls. Public Image Limited, and that's from the LP, Flowers of Romance, and that was called Four Enclosed Walls. We have some information about bookings for the band B Movie on the 9th of April. When is the 9th of April? I mean, hold on a second, it's the 7th today, so that'll make it Thursday. Thursday the 9th of April, B Movie at the Rock City in Nottingham. On the 21st, the Warehouse Leeds. 23rd, Derby Blue Note Club. And on the 24th, Kirk Lewington Country Club Yarn, it says here. And at Glasgow Penthouse sometime in early May. This is B Movie and welcome to The Shrink. We'll be right back. Little Johnny Taylor. That's Little Johnny Taylor from an LP on, I'm not even going to tell you what label it's on, I bet you can guess, and the LP's called Part-Time Love. That was How Can a Broke Man Survive, and that was preceded by a little bit of coughing, and then before that, B-Movie and Welcome to the Shrink. Now Schleimer K on Omega Records from an LP, which is also called Schleimer K, as far as I can tell. This is Come to Me, and this one fades in as well, I suspect. Wish they wouldn't. Thank you. sir, I'm curious, sir. That Schleimer K, as I said before, come to me from an LP, also called Schleimer K. The B-side now, I don't seem to be playing as many B-sides as I used to when I was a boy, but this is a B-side. It's the Nightingale single on Vindaloo, Seconds. Birmingham's finest. Those are the Nightingales on Vindaloo Records. Ugh. 4, the catalogue number of it, in case you're interested, and that's called Seconds. This would almost certainly be the last. Can I put. No, it's not the last from Positive Noise. Entirely disregard my previous observation. This is called either 1917 I'm in the Mood or 1917 Move to the Beat, depending on which piece of paper you look at.
Yeah.
whatever the Nolans stand on that. That's Positive Noise and 1917, I'm in the Mood, or Move to the Beat. Take your own choice, really. At the beginning of the programme, I've played you the A-side of the forthcoming single by Tarzan 5. Is it Tarzan 5 or the Tarzan 5? Anyway, it doesn't matter a great deal. This is the B-side of it, which is just as good. It's called Different Story. 2005. We here at the John Peel programme think the 2005 are pretty good. That's called Different Story, which is the B-side of the forthcoming single on 021 Records. A letter which I just opened from Leonie, who writes from Epping and says, amongst other things, at the Bob Fripp gig at the Ace Certain Record Shop a few weeks ago, I stood just in front of you. I was the little girl eating an apple and grinning at you stupidly. Well, it's nice to know, Leonie, except I didn't go to it. I wonder who can have been. Poor blighter. I enjoyed playing the Doors track on last night's programme from the LP L.A. Woman so much, I thought I'd play another one. It really sounded good, I must say.
Well, I've been down so goddamn long that it looks like up to me. Well, I've been thank you.
Jazz Me Baby. Those are the Doors from the LP LA Woman. La Woman, Been Down So Long. And the last now from B Movie, it's called Escalator. Psychedelic. Where Are My Friends would seem a more apt title, but it seems to be called Escalator. That's B-Movie, the last one there. And I have a postcard here from the Tonics, who wish me to know that they're playing at the Moonlight Club. They have a booking there tomorrow night, in fact, West End Lane, West Hampstead, London NW6. Now the last from Positive Noise, Love Like Property. Thank you. Well, somehow down the line, I've made a fine mess of the timing of tonight's programme. But anyway, that was... what was that, anyway? That was Love Life Property from Positive Noise, the last from them, and in fact, the last piece of music apart from the signature tune in tonight's programme. All of this despite the fact that it's still a minute and three quarters to midnight. Where have I gone wrong? Actually, it's rather timely that I have done, because I got a card from Vicky Zeffert, who writes from Leeds, amongst other things. She says that... she's trying to attract my attention. She thinks the best way to do this is by giving herself a stupid name like Boodle or Codger, which seemed to go down very well, or pretending to be in prison, or trying bribery or blackmail. The reason she wants to do all of this is because she sits up studying for textile finals into the early hours and wants my closing announcement dedicated to her. So in just a moment, Vicky. I could be Mike Reed, you know, with a bit of practice. Except I'm not 29, of course. On tomorrow night's programme, it's all singles, incidentally. This is for the gang at 8 North Hill Road, the Textiles finalists, the Berkhamsted Girls, if that's how it's pronounced, the family in Brum, London, etc., West Yorkshire Police 4th Group, and Duncan and anyone else, and, of course, Vicky Zeffert. Vicky. Radio 1 transmitters are now closing down until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we'll be joining Radio 2 until 7 o'clock, and then Mike Reed will be along with the breakfast show. I think that's rather a good idea, that. Anyway, thanks for listening, and hope you'll listen tomorrow night. Good night.